Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't gonna work.
Boy, that old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Easy. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in studio soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins, before my mama starts bitching about my friends.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm a not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
Good morning, Sensible Nation. It is episode 2 of season 2. If you haven't listened to our season 2 premiere, we highly encourage you to do so. It's a fun one. We had Alternative Facts Chicago in studio with us and the debut of our third and new co-host, Mandy B. Raw Dog Ryan, what's up, brother?
What's up, sensible fuckers?
Mandy B in the house as well.
Hi, everyone.
We do have a third person here.
Amanda!
And Tay Wagner, your other host. I thought it was just the two of us again.
We'll just carry on. If she's got something to say, we might hear something.
I feel so loved.
So we're happy to have Mandy again. We've got season 2 underway. We've got a fun season ahead. We're hoping to do a live show for our one-year anniversary coming up this fall. Hoping to get into the Chicago Podcast Festival later into the winter, which could be a lot of fun. And some recurring guests this year, some new exciting guests this year, and a lot of fun shit planned, don't we?
I think so.
So with that said, Ryan's got a little PSA for the day.
What is my PSA? Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, my God.
What? Give us a fucking review on wherever you listen to this podcast. Text your friends right now. Tell them what you're listening to. If you're listening on iTunes, review us on iTunes. Give us that 5-star. Write something down. Say, you know what? That Raw Dog is a heartbreaker. Just melts me when I listen to that voice.
Do it.
If you guys want to talk about them too, that's fine. And if you give a bad review, I will find you, and yes, I will kill you, Liam Neeson style.
You have a very particular set of skills.
I do. And it's not just iTunes. We go on Google. You can go on Google Play Music. We're on Spotify.
Podchaser.
TuneIn. Whatever. Wherever you find your podcast, review us. Just helps us.
You know what? Even where you don't listen, go on those platforms and review us as well.
Yeah.
What harm does it do? It takes 5 seconds, so please help us out. Do the sensible thing and give us a review.
I wanted to tell you guys, so before on the way to the studio today, I had to stop and get gas and get cigarettes, obviously. And I'm fucking pumping gas, and there's an Uber car driver in front of me getting gas, too. And the Uber driver's in his car, and I've never seen this. He's fucking driving this guy. He comes out of the gas station with no shirt on and no shoes and gets in the Uber car. You guys know I was an Uber driver for a little bit. I would not fucking drive a guy with no shirt on, and he was sitting in the front passenger seat, too.
Oh, man.
Wait, the driver had no shirt?
No, the passenger had no shirt on.
Oh, I thought you were saying the driver,
so
which
did
think is even worse.
Yeah.
Right?
But still, dude, how ballsy is that? Like, why would you get in a car with no shirt on?
I think
on.
You would have to say when the guy walked up.
No shirt. No shoes, no dives.
Like, sorry, I'm not going to service you. Like,
no shirt, yeah. No shoes,
shirt,
no dives.
No fucking service. I don't know. So, and he got right in the car and they went off?
Yeah,
that was
went
it?
Off right into the sunset.
Have you guys ever seen Trailer Park Boys, the
TV
show?
Oh, of course.
No.
Yeah.
I just started watching it for the first time a couple weeks ago, and too funny. The character Randy.
Yeah, I love Randy.
So Ryan, since you haven't seen it, they have a character. It's based in a trailer park and it's filmed mockumentary.
Just go over the border in Wisconsin and Trevor, and that's how I get live.
Yeah,
trailer
get, park.
Get his own show.
But anyways, it's filmed mockumentary style, and within the trailer park, there's what would you call him? Like a supervisor. He's kind of the security.
Yeah. Security of the park.
And his name's Mister. Do you recall?
Les. Hold on. Leahy.
Mr. Leahy. So he rides around, but he's got like an accomplice named Randy, and the guy always has his shirt off. And you're like, what the fuck? And I've only watched a few seasons or a few episodes in the first season. I love it. But my buddy, Jim, who you know, Ryan, he said that you later find out that Randy's allergic to fabric.
Yeah.
It's too funny.
Is
That's
he a guy that
wears
shirt off with jeans?
He's got like khakis or something on.
Yeah,
right?
It's the main focus is that he has a huge cheeseburger
huge belly.
Okay. cheeseburger belly.
In fact, he loves cheeseburgers. I don't know if you've looked at our Ryan and I are in the same fantasy football league. And have you looked at Jim's team name?
No.
Cheeseburger Randy.
His logo
is actually Randy. I was wondering what show.
I thought it was just Jim being a moron like he usually is.
Well, that's part of it, I suppose.
Or Indian.
So I actually had a story as well on my way to the studio. I was just thinking about this, and it brings me back to my high school days. So,
Stankfinger?
And I couldn't stop laughing on the drive here because I don't think I've ever told Ryan this, and I certainly haven't told Mandy. So,
I was coming out.
Yeah. Today's the day.
I knew you guys would spark a song
in
me.
It's been a long time coming. So this brings me back to a high school party back in the day, and we're at my buddy Tony's house, and there were tons of people there. No parents, one of those types of parties. And my friend Tony came from a lot of money, and in his basement, they had like a gym and all sorts of games and stuff, but primarily the party was upstairs in the first floor. So I went downstairs, and my buddy Ricky and Scott Lilja, who we had on episode 11, Dude Looks Like a Lady,
yep,
are brothers, Ricky and Scott Lilja. They're both downstairs playing ping pong or doing some shit. Nobody else is down there.
Twister.
Yeah, basically. That's kind of where this story goes. So I talk to them for a little bit. I'm going up the stairs, and my friend Connor starts coming down. He's like, who's down there? And for whatever reason, I tend to kind of embellish things and make up fake stories.
Yeah, it happens.
And I look him blank in the eyes. I'm like, dude, you don't want to go down there. Just don't go down there. He's like, what's down there? So later on, he keeps asking me, like, what the fuck? I basically pull him upstairs, and he keeps asking me, what the fuck was going down there? Thinking, like, two kids are fucking or whatever. And I kind of fib this story where I'm like, yeah, the brothers, it got really awkward when I walked down there. And he started believing me. He's like, what are you talking about? And I fabricate this story where Scott and Ricky are giving each other a blowjob.
You boys ready for your cock meat sandwich?
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say they're playing soggy biscuits.
What's soggy biscuits?
Yeah, I don't know what
soggy biscuits is. You don't know what soggy biscuits is?
No.
I mean, I've never played, but I've always... The story is you get guys in a circle, they jerk off, and I guess the last guy to finish has to, like, you jerk off on a biscuit, and then the last guy has to eat it.
What the fuck?
I think that's what soggy biscuits
is. So you have to have a biscuit prepared for this?
I love how he's like telling us this story that nobody's heard of. You. I think that's how you play.
Oh, yeah. I've never experienced it, but...
fucking soggy biscuits.
All right, nonetheless, so I tell him this story. He starts to, like, believe me in the beginning, and he's like, that didn't happen, and we're laughing about it and stuff. So somehow this carries on, and it carries on for years, where somehow we embedded this story that something happened between the two brothers downstairs, and it was kind of like a rumor in our friends group, and they didn't know exactly what happens, but Connor and I would always be like, they would ask us, like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? We'd be like, whatever you do, don't.
Can't say it.
We just cannot talk about that awful, awful night. That awful, awful night. So 5 years later, we're in college, and we're at Tony's house again, and we start bringing it up. Connor and I would do this all the time, like, that awful, awful night, and we'd be laughing and stuff. And Tony was, like, pressing us so hard one night, like, you fuckers, just tell me what happened in my house. He just kept going on and on. So we finally tell him, like, kind of hesitantly, well, you know, the brothers, you know, we walked down there, and it was the most awkward thing ever. You can't tell anyone. Ricky was blowing Scott. and he starts believing it. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, Ricky was, why Ricky on Scott? Oh, because he's younger. I get it. And he starts believing the whole story. And everybody else in the room is believing the story. And, so this goes on. Now our friends believe this actually happened. And we're all like, Connor and I are dying.
Do the brothers know that you're saying this?
I'll get to that. Right. So behind the scenes, Connor and I are dying the next day. These fucking guys believe? What? How stupid are they? And we just kept going on and on. And Ricky and Scott never knew about this story. They'd heard us do the whole, like, don't talk about that night spiel. But they never knew what we were talking about. Now it gets revealed, like, someday later on the road. And Ricky gets so furious. What? What the fuck?
I could see that.
And then he's mostly mad. He's mad at us for embellishing this ridiculous, absurd story.
Yeah, for five fucking years, like you said.
To finding out that was the big secret. And then he's so mad at the people that believed it. Like, that didn't happen. And now he's in a position where he's trying to deny it. Like, I didn't do that, obviously. It's my fucking brother. And I'm not gay. And they're like, I don't know, man. Like, we no judgment.
What did Scott say? I can just, like, see him that. Did
yeah,
not
I
happen?
Don't know.
What?
It may have.
I mean, I guess I was drunk.
But it was so funny. I was thinking about that today because I haven't thought about it in a while. I'm like, these fucking morons. Ricky to this day is like, I'm just so mad.
So wait,
mad
you said Ricky was blowing
it.
Scott was the
yeah,
story.
Yeah.
So when I see him at the draft, I'm going to ask if he spit or swallowed.
There you go.
I'm going to ask him.
The but story that's continues.
A, I guess a ridiculous story that I tended to embellish on.
That's for, you know what, I could see if you embellished for like a week, but 5 years,
right.
I would have killed you.
It's probably my biggest sales job of all time, yeah. Selling that story, to be honest with you, for 5 years.
It's impressive.
But I do have something that I'm not going to embellish on, and that's the fact that Mandy has a fucking android, and it's driving me bonkers.
Amanda!
Yeah, when we sit and try to fucking text things in our group about the podcast, sometimes it just goes to me. Sometimes it just goes to Taylor. Turn on your SMS messaging.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, we're going to have to show you.
No, the worst is I went to name the thread because when Amber was on the show, we used to have like a title, Sensible People, for our little group thread, and it was easy to search or find. And so I renamed our old thread, like Original Sensible People, and I went to rename our new thread, Sensible People. Can't do
we
it.
Can't
so
do
then
it.
I researched it. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I name this? Of course, it's because you have a fucking Android, yeah. I come to find.
Why haven't you guys told me it's going directly to one of you guys?
It randomly happens. It happens when you have the Razer 8 or whatever.
Well,
it is.
We were pretty much.
It's a flip phone.
We didn't think
you
were going to make it to episode 2. So we were like, it doesn't really matter. Well, you know, we fired you how many times on episode 1? But we brought you back.
I'm back.
Do you guys
back.
Ever use voice to text?
All like, the time.
I actually, sometimes when I'm driving.
So let me ask, because you know you have a different. You have a different voice when you use voice to text, right? But like Siri doesn't, in our case, Siri, whatever your broad's
you
name is.
You don't have that.
No, but no, I mean, I don't have Siri. I just have like a smart computer. My phone is smarter than your phone.
Have you seen my bed, Bob?
Why do we feel like we have to overemphasize? My phone is smarter
She's
than your
so
phone.
So getting upset.
Why do we overemphasize when we do voice to text?
Like, what do you mean by explain?
Like when you get in your car, let's say you're texting B on my way home. On my way home.
That's because Siri's
that's how you
a fucking
talk
idiot.
To it.
I know, but
why
she
don't
doesn't
you just
understand
say, on
it.
My way home.
Because she won't understand. It'll be gibberish.
Yeah.
Fucking a stranger right now is what it'll come out as. No.
Give me a minute.
That's not what I said.
I just talk normal to my phone.
I scream at her. I get so fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And the auto, like, or what's the. I'm not even talking voice to text anymore, but just
auto-correct.
Normal text. Autocorrect. I hate that.
Why do you have it on? I haven't had autocorrect on for years.
Yeah, turn it
years.
Off.
So annoying.
I actually just got pulled over on the way to work the other day. I'm so mad because I was texting. Well, I should have been using the talk to text. But this cop talked to me for 25 minutes flirting with me after he gave me a warning. So and what am I supposed to do, run away?
You got a warning.
Yeah, but then I was late for work, which my work is very strict. Very strict.
At
about
least you
that.
Got
and
the
tardiness.
Warning. So you got away
flirt
with
this guy.
Did he do the popcorn trick?
Yeah.
Wait, what's the popcorn?
We just talked about it. Yeah.
No, he did
the old
popcorn.
Buttery
on him.
Box of popcorn.
Give me a second. No. I'll check out your registration.
He
I'll be right back. He comes
you
back.
You look so familiar.
Oh, that's
where
sly.
Are you from?
So
it's not sly. I knew what he was doing, and I just wanted to get to work.
Was he cute?
No.
No. Old.
No, he was like my age.
Young and hideous.
Young,
young and gross.
He had a big wart
and,
on his nose. I like to keep I keep something in my back pocket if I ever needed to get out of cops. I mean, girls, they can flirt. She got out. But if you're a cop and I get pulled over and something's bad, I'll just shit my pants and say that I was flying
I've
home.
I've thought about that before.
I was speeding.
Yeah.
And he's going to smell. He's not going to want to sit
right,
there
right.
and
Stop
fucking
it.
Write
Look what
it.
You
yeah.
did.
You can shit yourself on
No, and then I'll take my pants off and I'll show him. And I'll just scoop it out the window.
What?
No, I've done the one where I pretend I'm very sick. Just like, sorry, I'm so fucking sick. And that like nobody wants to touch your ID and stuff.
What if you pretended you were like a deaf or a mute? You just like you just no, look at him.
I think
him
it
bed.
Says it on your license.
Yeah, I don't think that will no. work as well. Blind.
Yeah, why are you driving?
You just, sir, license and registration. You turn you to the
license
side. Your fucking eyes are just white.
Sir.
Yeah, no.
So that's why you carry a SARS mask.
Yeah.
You put it on and you pretend you're very, very
or my
ill.
Dental dam or whatever. What's that called? Dentum dam?
Oh, my God.
What is
that's
it?
That's for your vagina.
A
yeah.
dental dam. You put it in your mouth.
Yeah, but what is it? Dental? Gentle dam?
A dental dam.
Dental.
But why is it dental if it's for your vagina?
Because you're putting your mouth on it.
Yeah.
Isn't that how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's for the guy.
Oh, yeah. That's how it
so
works.
That's how you're getting out of tickets, too.
Guys, I need some advice. I got an email recently, and I read the email, and I was very, very interested. So I thought, why not bring it to two people who I consider
sensible?
Well, with Mandy, partly sensible, and with Ryan, certainly sensible. So I'm going to read the email to you, and then I want your true opinion. This came to me last week, and it starts with, my beloved one. Firstly, by way of introduction, my name is Miss Lina Mohalo from Botswana. I was the governor of the Bank of Botswana from 1999 to 2016. You may kindly view the link and read about me. And she sent a URL. I served in a number of operational and policy areas, including secretarial, human resource management, economic research, and reserves management. Very accolades.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
absolutely.
Good credentials, I'd say. Please, I know this may come to you as a surprise because you do not know me, but I sincerely need your assistance urgently because of my present health condition. This is the reason why I write to you on a personal level and through divine direction. It is my desire to have a genuine personal relationship with you. Sounds pretty good so far,
yeah.
Right?
Professional.
I deposited the sum of $10.5 million with a finance/bank presently in South Africa where I reside now. These funds came as a result of an over-invoiced contract, which I executed with the Bank of Botswana. Now, I'm not going to read it all. It's a very long email. But she goes on to explain her situation after she talks about the finances a little bit. So, I suffer from cancer, and recently my doctor informed me that due to my poor health condition, I would not be able to stay alive past the next 3 months due to the cancer. Shame. Nonetheless, what disturbs me mostly is the stroke I suffered. Having known my condition, I decided to donate these funds to an individual with a beautiful soul that will utilize this money the way I'm going to instruct here. Then she talks about God a lot. I need a God-fearing individual, or better still, a church or mosque organization that will use the funds for either churches, mosques, NGOs, or
oh, we could use those
blah,
funds.
Blah, 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 okay? Now she jumps to, my only son is 15 years old, and having grown up without a father, he has low maturity, kind of like us. Hence the reason for me taking this bold decision to ask for your assistance to help me receive this fund and thus carry out my great wish. I'm now not afraid of death, hence I know that I'm going to be in the bosom of the Lord. That sounds like heaven. Blah, blah, blah. I would like you to reply to me. Tell me if you can help with my wish. As soon as I receive your reply, I shall give you more information about the fund and hence the contact information. Please assure me that you will act accordingly as I stated in your reply back to me. Basically, she's asking me
to take her money.
To take the money and use it accordingly.
So my first
thought was that I would use it for the podcast because I like you guys.
My first question is, did you reply and get the money?
Well, I haven't yet because I wanted to get your sensible opinions first. Now, should I trust an individual from Botswana named Lina Mohalo based on name alone? Or does that worry you a little
bit? I don't know about you, but just from her description, it sounds like she has swoop tits. Did she send a picture?
she definitely has the African swoop tits.
Yeah, you guys know the swoop tits, right?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I've read it.
National
I've
Geographic.
Opened a book.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you opened a book.
I did one time.
Yeah.
I opened a book.
No, but were you?
What are you
wait,
talking
what
about?
Books? I want to look at
they
these
have the
books.
Pictures of.
Oh, you
like a history book?
Oh, she saw it in a book.
I saw it.
It's
in
like
a book.
The banana curve. Not.
I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, not quite the ski jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oversized areolas.
Don't
with
we all
swoopy
like?
Tits.
We know.
Look
yeah.
at these pictures
yeah.
in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So swoop tits. That's even more
yeah.
enticing.
I'm just kind of interested in how her last name sounds just like Jake Gyllenhaal. Can you please say that for me one more time?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
And then say her last name?
That is real.
It's
look it up, you fuck.
Real.
And
Donnie, you
are her name is Miss Lina Mohalo.
She sounds
Botswana.
Like a porn star.
I mean, what her story is pretty enticing, and it didn't go to my spam. It came to my
what's
inbox.
It going
to
hurt if you reply back? Reply back.
I'm very interested.
What's it hurt if she sends
Here is
money?
My social security number and my bank account.
Just toss it to her. No, people can get your information. Just, do not send that email back.
Why?
Not sensible.
But it's $10 million. Right?
It's your life.
You think what we could do with that.
$10 million for
that. I'm not even thinking podcast, just personally. We could go on a good trip with that.
Ryan's just thinking about his singing career.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all he's thinking about. All
right, so Mandy thinks I should fucking delete it. Ryan thinks I should completely respond and give her my bank account and social security info. All right. Maybe
see,
I'll
she'll
ask,
send
the ask the sensible nation.
Did you swipe right or left? Was this on Tinder?
Lena, I'm going to need to see some swoop tip pics before I make my decision.
It's a sensible thing to do.
I'm thinking, it's swoop tits, and I'm thinking it's a drag strip downstairs.
No way, dude.
Yeah,
drag strip. Unless she's fucking chopping that thing up with a machete.
It's Botswana.
Yeah,
Botswana.
She's on her way going to the Lord. She wants to look cleaned up.
No.
No, the Lord would not want that.
She's going to the Lord's bosom, not the Lord.
She's clean.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I'll still debate it. I'm going to ask Sensible Nation what they think.
So it's Labor Day.
It is.
Happy Labor Day, sensible fucks.
Well, we're working.
We're working for you, fucks, sensible nation.
We get the day off because we just, we work, we get the day off, and we do this, which is what we like to do.
This is fun work.
So everybody has good stories.
You got a frog in your throat there?
Dude, I don't know what the fuck is going on
you?
Right now.
If you're a smoker, I have a tip for you.
I think it's like the half a cigarette still lodged in my throat. Hold on. So we've all had, interesting coworkers we've worked with all the jobs that we've had. So this being Labor Day, I say we bring these special, extra special characters to light with some of the stories that Taylor, me and you have seen. I mean, we worked together for a short period of time.
We had a lot of laughs about these.
And I mean, you have some from when you worked there prior, before I was there, that cracks me up. We have some when we worked there together. So let's bring some of these to light.
So obviously the first one that comes to mind is something that we've already shared. I'm not going to get into it, but we've shared it on the podcast previously. And that was the Mike the Copywriter story, if you recall. But to sum it up for Mandy, we had this freelance copywriter who worked with us for a little bit of time who came into the bathroom. I'm sorry. There was a bathroom very close to my desk, and it was a single stall that you could actually hear what was going on in the bathroom. Ew. And this poor fucking son of a bitch came in, and it had IBS or something really, really unfortunate. And the dude was like violently having diarrhea his first
just
day to work.
You can't work.
And pleading with God.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Please, please, God, make it stop.
Far away from
here.
Stop it!
Please, no more.
He had to give
Please,
him toilet
no
paper.
More. And then he came out and he asked for toilet paper.
Well, because I mean,
any TP.
Ew.
You know how raw.
But that's the short.
His
of the
asshole had to be so raw. That's why he's pleading with God. We've all been there, where
So that's just.
Mandy's
one
story. Like, wait, we've all been there.
We've all pleaded.
That's one story, that
dude. Then I mean, Lou.
Lou,
I hope you listen, because you are literally the most interesting man in the world.
We were mesmerized.
We want you to come on this podcast and indulge us with your stories, but you got to help me out. The chicken wing story.
So the chicken wing story was...
This is Lou.
Lou was a guy who we worked with for a pretty short amount of time, and he was a designer, and just a fascinating background. He came from... He worked, didn't he do security and stuff?
Yes, for hotels.
So he had a background in security where he would do like security for events, for celebrities, for stuff like that. And then he ended up doing security at a hotel. And some of the stories he would share with us, we'd just look at him. And this was a guy who would tell you stories with a very deadpan, serious.
Never
like,
laughed,
like,
never
it's not
smiled.
Funny. And Ryan and I are like, this is fucking insanely wild
and
hilarious. And
he's just telling us his life.
Yeah, and this is just my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he told one story. And I'm probably going to fuck up all the details and possibly embellish a little bit because I tend to do that. But he was called to a room because there was a ruckus. Some neighbor in one of the other hotel rooms complained. And he gets into the room and it's like all these big black ladies. And they have a little fucking tiny ass Latino stripper. Like tiny little dude chained up. and they have chicken wings all over the room.
He said they were just and fucking throwing them on the ground.
Throwing them on the ground and throwing the chicken wings at the little strip, the male stripper.
And he had to pick them up with his mouth, I'm assuming?
I don't know. Maybe.
He didn't get to that part. But he had wild stories like that. And one where, like, he was the first responder on a drug overdose and had to, like, basically, like, move the guy. And the guy, like, woke up mid OD and stuff.
Well, how about
he thought
fucking,
he was dead.
What did he say that? So he was like a nurse too at some point.
Yeah,
he
got
was.
Yeah, that's right.
A patient that had like AIDS
went
crazy and stabbed him with the syringe.
Yeah.
So for the longest time, he was stressed out because he had to go and do like testing.
Because the incubation period for AIDS is like 6 months or shit.
So he didn't know if he had it for like six months.
He didn't know if he was infected because somebody with AIDS had like was. Basically nuts and like
stabbed
themselves with the blood and then injected him.
He got ran over by
a
truck. Like,
yeah.
He is like, how about the dental story at the hotel? Do you remember that?
No.
It was like a dental convention and it was in a huge convention room and it was literally just severed heads on tables because for dentists.
Oh yeah.
With
yeah,
their
yeah.
teeth.
And wait. Real severed heads?
Real severed heads.
Yeah.
100%.
Like cadaver heads.
Cadaver heads, yeah.
How do you keep that okay?
I don't know.
It's like eight heads in a duffel bag. You ever seen that Pesci movie?
Oh, God, dude. No. He was just so fascinating.
Fascinating.
Like you said, though, the best part about Lou was that he's telling you so matter-of-fact with no excitement, no nothing. It's like if I was sitting telling Taylor that, yeah, I think I'm going to go home and watch Netflix after work today. That's how he told all these stories.
Yeah, and Brian and I are like, dude, you need to write a book.
I know.
Yeah,
you have a ridiculous...
Sweet Lou.
I'll invest in Lou.
So that's one. Do you have any stories?
I do. So I worked at Red Lobster for a bazillion years.
Red Lobster.
I was born in the back with those cheddar biscuits.
Nice.
So good.
You get sick of them after a while, of course. 13
sure.
years. That's a long time.
Cheddar soggy biscuits.
Oh. Now I can never eat a biscuit again from that story.
It's a good one.
But no, so my manager had this glorious, glorious rat tail.
And it was a guy or a man?
Like,
no, this was a woman.
A female?
So chopped,
this was a female.
Like chopped hair with a rat tail.
It was a very short do.
Who's the fuck from Star Wars with the rat tails?
Oh, Anakin when he's a kid.
Is it
no,
like that?
No, that's the newer one. No, it's even better than that.
Oh, it is?
Oh, it's even better than that. Very, very short do. Very different colors every week. But that rat tail stayed just the same, baby.
Oh,
didn't
my
change.
God. Wait, so she would dye, like, what? Like vibrant colors?
Yeah, yeah.
Like pinks and stuff?
Yeah, but, like...
It was dyed. Did she have a bead in
like
it?
Like, very classy.
No, oh, no bead.
I grew up with a kid, actually, professional poker player right now, who just won a ton of tournaments, World Series of Poker. Ryan Lang, I'm going to give you a shout out. You had the best rat tail growing up ever. You fucking had a bead in it.
A bead? Wow.
Yeah, you, like... At the end, it just
you
finish it off
with
a bead.
She didn't have a bead, but she kept this alive for 13 years that I was there. So imagine, I mean, she's probably
was
had
she
this
lesbian?
Her whole life.
What? That's not it. That's a no-brainer.
It is?
Obviously.
She always had a friend.
A friend.
She always had a friend.
Okay.
But the worst thing was, so obviously I was the best waitress at Red Lobster.
Oh, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah, we could
and
see
so
that.
My tables would, you know, pull her over and say, you know, this
do they
is the
have chicken tenders?
Yeah, we have everything.
Okay.
Cockroaches too, if you really want. But so anyway, my tables would pull her aside and be like, oh, this is the best service of my life, blah, blah. And she would always tell the tables, that's my daughter. So then I go back up to the table
she
and this table was
you.
Like, but why did she say I'm her daughter? What?
Wait, she would say that you're her daughter. Oh, that's weird.
She wanted to chain Mandy up.
Yeah. Scissor sandwich.
Put the gimp suit on and just fucking
go to town.
Do you
think she would
town.
Give me a rat tail though?
Is that like a Urban Dictionary? What's give you a rat tail?
Oh, she has a rat tail.
She'd swirl that rat tail.
Somewhere. Oh, I'm just saying. Would she make me her clone? Would she give me a matching
I gotta,
rat
do
tail
you have
to
a,
her rat tail?
Do you have a picture of this broad that we can look up afterwards?
Later.
I'm getting a hot flash
right
now, dude.
I'm getting pure wood.
No, like randomly, I think I'm going through a fucking.
Hey, on our last
what do women get
hot
when
flashes.
They're old?
Yeah.
No, but what's it called? Menopause. Manopause. I'm on right now.
Manopause is on.
Sounds like a hottie. Well, when we used to work together, we had even more stories. Do you remember the chick that had...
Wait, hold on before you start. Did Rat Tail Lady have swoop tits? Or butch tits?
I guess, but she was always dressed in like a long blazer. You know those long blazers? Yeah. Like a normal blazer, but to the floor.
She was like the Joker?
Yeah,
wait, what's a long
blazer? Is my
Joker?
Life a Batman movie?
A long blazer.
A long blazer.
She had a long purple blazer, green hair, and a really big red smile.
I feel like so I'm embellishing this. I'm not Taylor. I'm not embellishing this story. It's real.
I 100% it's believe real. You. I can tell by your crossed eyes.
Dude, the seizure lady at fucking where we worked.
That was one of the funniest things.
John,
ever.
I know you listen. Sounds. John. Such a funny situation. Come on, you have to look back now and laugh at it. But yeah, so were you there that day?
Oh no, I wasn't there, but
no,
I heard the story.
But you were still working there. Yeah. So we used to work. We hired this freelance designer for one. She lasted one day. Her name was Natalia. Spoke broken English, but anywho. So she's back there doing design work, and she was a little off. I'll say that. Nothing crazy though, but. Behind where Taylor and I sat was, you know, kind of our, I would call him the operations manager, one of the higher-ups, John. And, you know, he's sitting in his office. She goes in to show him something she just made. And I kind of turn around. I'm, like, looking at her. She was decent looking, so whatever. I was catching a glance. And all of a sudden, she starts...
Ryan... I don't know if this is what you say, but John used to tell me that she would like start laughing hysterically before
So this is what I remember. She has a sheet of paper down on John's desk. She's showing him, and all of a sudden I just see her going, ha, 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 ha.
Like really strange.
John's like face is looking at her like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I'm not saying anything funny.
That's a syndrome.
So she keeps going and going. Then I look and I wish you guys could see me, but she's like throwing her hands up in the air, laughing hysterically. And then like kind of just like, you know, in the old Mortal Kombat games, when you finish somebody and you're trying to do the fatalities and, yeah. And they're just kind of
finish
like,
him.
Finish him, and they just kind of like sway. Yeah, like,
finish him.
Swing back.
That's what
forth.
She was doing, like with her arms up. And then she like pretty much fell into John's lap. And John's just like sitting there, like, what the fuck is going on? And she kind of came to, ran out of the fucking office into the bathroom. She pissed herself.
Oh, poor girl.
But so yeah, we found out that. She I don't know, she claimed she had seizures, but she said it was like the first time she got it in like years, but yet she packed a bag with extra underwear that day, so
she knew what was coming.
Yeah.
How did you know what was in her bag?
What do you mean?
Brian looks
so everybody. You knew she had extra underwear in her bag?
I sniffed them.
Ryan was wearing them as a ski mask while she was in the bathroom.
As soon as she came in with a backpack, I knew. I sniffed those out.
I know what you're hiding.
No, but seriously, my boss asked, can I go buy you some, you know, new pants or whatever? And she's like, no, I brought extra underwear. So she
and some Janko jeans. Yeah,
Lee pipes. Needless to say, she didn't show up the next day at work. She claimed she had jury duty. That bitch got canned.
Jury duty? What a poor excuse.
Yeah, I know. Jury duty popped up out of the blue. So at that same place of work, we had the husband of a coworker, and this preceded you, I believe. Correct?
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, yeah. So one of our coworkers, her husband was the strangest motherfucking dude. This guy would come in. He got super like aggressively attached to all of us very fast. So one of our friends, Kristen, cute girl in her 20s. She was being...
I know you listen, Kristen. Very cute.
So she was being... she was talking to the guy, and he's like, where are you going clubbing? And this guy's like in his 50s or 60s.
But wait. His wife worked there.
His wife worked there.
Why
and
he is
would, like,
he
hit
there?
On Kristen and
but
stuff.
Why is he here?
Exactly my point. So this guy
get
would...
Into this.
He would come in, like, regularly. As soon as his wife started, he would just start showing up. And you'd be like... That's a little inappropriate and silly.
Yeah.
Then she had an office, and he would take over her office and have business calls, and you could hear him screaming at people.
Did you say about like blood splatter? Calls. Like he was talking about blood
one
time.
Yeah. For some reason, we'd hear him screaming all the time at people. That was just kind of his personality, and we're like, this dude is fucking weird, man. And then one time we heard him like talking about blood splatter on the like, you gotta clean it up. You gotta clean it up. We're like, what is wrong with this guy? So it was very weird and uncomfortable for a lot of us. And she was eventually let go, not because of that, but for other reasons. And about a week later, I used to take walks around the building just to, you know, get some exercise, take a break, 15-minute break, whatnot. And I was walking with two of my coworkers, and on the backside of the building, there's like a little tree
line.
They
played Soggy Biscuits.
Yeah.
I felt like that was coming.
There's a little tree line, and out of the blue, a week after she gets canned, the husband walks out of the tree line and starts walking side by side with us. It's not fucking weird. He didn't miss a beat.
He just walked right into line with us. Very sensible, Mark.
Yeah, swooped in and was eventually...
Hey, what you guys doing?
Immediately. Going to lunch? Hey, how's it going, guys?
And what did you say?
We were so... Like, I thought he was going to fucking kill us. I don't know what's going to happen.
That blood splatter.
See, exactly. Because we all... That was the other thing. On the backside, we're all having this inside joke that he's a fucking face-wearing serial killer.
What did he talk to you guys about on the walk? Like, how'd you get away from him?
How's work going? Like, we didn't... We honestly had no idea what to do.
And this is after the shit... Or his wife got canned.
After his wife got canned a week. So we're like, what are you doing in this area, man? That is not cool. So... one of the coworkers told our boss, and she called the police, obviously, because that's kind of fishy, but nothing came of it. But we looked up on Google Maps. We're like, what could possibly be behind that tree line that he was there? Like, because obviously first instinct, like burying a fucking body or you're waiting for us.
Yeah, he's been taking hundreds of photos over the years looking for skin that he liked. Then he was going to wear the skin around the house with his wiener tucked under, kind of like a woman.
Like, what the fuck? So there's nothing back there. Nothing but an open field. No businesses,
what
nothing.
The fuck is he doing?
So what are you doing in the tree line behind the building? And pop out.
Didn't
exactly
you say he always wanted? He always asked you to go to pizza somewhere too?
Oh, that's right. Because he worked near where I live. And he made that connection and was starting to talk about a pizza
place. He wanted to get a pizza.
Which doesn't sponsor us, so I won't use the name.
He actually, instead of the popcorn trick, wanted to do the pizza trick to Taylor.
And he would always, like, he would send me invites.
Nudes?
You want to go have some pizza? You're going to be home?
That's so fucking weird, dude.
Bizarre. Talk about a bizarre work story.
It's not even on our list, but that, just talking about that, reminds me of, do we want to get into the fucking booger man?
Oh, I hate booger people.
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about with them. Maybe we'll do that later.
Yeah, I think that's another episode in itself.
Just a teaser. Boogers in the bathroom and fucking blood on the urinal.
Oh.
We'll talk about it later.
Holy.
So last one. You guys, Taylor knows I worked at a cheese distributing factory in high school.
Cheese sandwich shop.
I don't know if you knew that, but I didn't. Funniest guy I ever met there. His name was Todd. Worst dragon breath I've ever smelled in my life every day.
Worse than Amber's pregnant breath?
He smoked probably like 3 packs of cigarettes a day. So the first time I met him, I'm a guy, I shake your hand. He had fucking 2 missing middle fingers. So as I shake his hand, I didn't know. And it was like his nubs were tickling me in the palm, and I felt instantly awkward. But one day, he drove a van, like a fucking soccer mom van. He shows up to work. Parks the van. Instead of getting out of the fucking driver's side door, I see him park the car, crawl into the back seat of the van, and he comes out of the fucking back sliding door. And I'm like, Todd, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, my driver's side door doesn't work. So when I get in the morning, I got to go in the front, then I crawl, or I go in the back, I got to crawl up to the front.
What a hell ride.
And when I get out, I got to crawl in the back and get out the back. Dude, I was dying fucking laughing seeing somebody pull in and fucking get out of the back sliding door of a minivan.
It's like Cousin Eddie, something you'd see in you ever see.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Dude,
absolutely.
He was Cousin Eddie, man.
That sounds like it. Too funny.
But so that's the little stories of our coworkers. Happy Labor Day. But as you guys heard in episode 1 of season 2, you know, with Alternative Facts, it was Mandy's first episode. Might have not been the best chance to get to know Mandy the best we could. So We want you guys to get to know her really well. So this is going to be her segment, and we like to call this Did It Really Happen?
Did it really happen? Happen. 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 You decide.
So So, Raw Dog, tell the audience how this works.
So, what we're going to do is Mandy's going to read, you know, a couple stories here. I don't know how many she's got. She's got some chicken scratch down on her paper, I can see. But she's going to tell Tay and I some stories, and it's going to be to our judgment if we think that these stories are true or false. And you, as the audience, participate with us. Get to know Mandy.
And this is game format, so we play for points.
Yeah, and we know who always wins.
I believe this is either the third or fourth time that we've played this game. So in season one, you may have heard it. And you also would find out or come to know that Raw Dog and I get very competitive. So this will be fun.
Who do you think's going to win, Mandy?
I don't know. I good luck. That's all I have to say.
They could be all true. They could be all false.
That's a good game show host right there.
I'm the king of wishful thinking.
Oh, he is. All right, boys, so I'm going to start off hot here.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. So I know you guys are big Cub fans.
We are, both of us.
But I feel think like it's time the people know I am a Sox fan.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking for a new co-host.
This is only the first time I've been fired.
Oh, my God.
My mom grew up on the South Side. I'm a Sox fan.
So this is the thing with this season. I think sensibility-wise, you and I have proved ourselves to the sensible nation as sensible individuals. Mandy starts at base level, ground zero, zero. Now, it's a scale from zero to 100. Ryan and I are, of course, 100s. You start at zero. After a couple things, you know, that I enjoyed from you, you went up to a one. Now you're back down to a zero.
She's a one out of 10.
One out of 100, apparently.
Back to ground zero. All
I right. think Mark from where we used to work is a two at least.
Oh, come on. Okay, well, wait till my stories and then maybe you'll change
and
your
we'll
mind.
Judge.
Right?
We will judge your sensibility. Yeah.
Be sensible about this, okay? So the last Sox game I went to, it was a good time. I'm drinking my drinks, having maybe a little too good of a time. I'm hanging out with these dudes that brought me to the game.
Yep.
These are unnamed friends.
Okay.
People I trusted. Having a good time, like I said. I'm turning around, and now there's these other guys kind of hollering at me. Hey, girl.
Spitting some lines
looking
out.
Looking good. Yeah. Ooh, that Sox gear. Looking real good, girl. Then I go to get like a beer, whatever those spiked lemonades are, whatever. And these guys convince me to leave with them. And so I do leave with them.
They convinced her.
It took a lot of convincing because I'm so sensible. So they convinced me to leave with the game with them. They're like, this is boring, whatever. I leave with them. I get in their van and they take me.
Did you get in the back door and then into the front?
I
through the back.
I went through
door.
The back to the front and I leave with them and I end up in an apartment on the South Side. I don't know where I am. I'm screaming, crying. I think these guys are going to kill me, or worse.
It sounds just like
make
a
me
Sox
into a
game.
Cubs fan.
That was my experience at a Sox game too.
So I end up calling my family, and my mom knows exactly where I am because she's from the South Side. So she comes and she fetches me. So
the story is:
Did this really happen? Did I really leave?
Did you leave with a bunch of brosifs from the Sox game?
I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah, she.
Did happen because you know why. I saw her practicing her twerks on Instagram earlier, and I think she twerked for these guys, and just, it happened.
She did sound very sincere, but it's like, it's something very small off here where she can say, no, it didn't happen. I'm going to, okay, you're going with it did.
It did happen.
I'm going to go with it did as well.
It did happen.
All right.
Wow.
My
mom picked me up like 8 hours later. I was walking on the South Side just aimlessly on the side of the road, and she scooped me in and said, Mandy, get in the car.
How long ago was this? Last season or this year?
No, there's actually like a few years.
It was
years
like
ago.
I think it was
during
on Wednesday.
My wild yesterday.
All right. And Mandy, you may not know, but you are responsible for keeping score.
I'm doing it too because I don't fucking trust her.
I don't trust you. Yeah.
Nobody trusts you with the score.
She's typing it in on her fucking razor.
My fancy Android. All right, so we got that Sox situation out of the way here. So you guys know how I'm a super famous actress. So I used to audition all the time downtown.
Okay.
I would just go, try out for any part possible, whatever I can get my face into, I would do. And so one time I'm down there, and I'm 21 years old, so I'm young. I'm like ready to rock whatever kind of audition.
Hell yeah.
And I end up in this elevator, and this building seems like shaky, weird to begin with. And I get in this elevator, and I turn to my right after pressing, you know, where are you going? What floor? this lady says 3, 4, whatever. I hit it.
Yep.
And I turn and I look, and it's Joan Cusack.
Really? She has swoop tits. 100%.
Yeah, 100.
I would still
you would do
bone
things
her.
With those swoop tits.
I would bone
come on,
her.
It's
John. I'd rather fuck John.
I'm sure they would make a deal with you, brother, sister, team. But anyway, so I'm assuming she's like filming Shameless or something. You know, yeah. How she's in, you know. So I don't know what to say to her. I don't know what to do
What's
or whatever.
What's her character's name in Shameless again? I don't know why I can't remember.
I think it's Sheila.
It is. Shields.
Isn't it?
Shields.
Is it?
It is. It's
I
because,
hope so.
Because Frank calls her Shields.
I hope that's right.
No, it is. 100%.
Okay. Ryan knows everything. So anyway, yes. So yes, I hit right. her little button or whatever, you know, and then I completely forget what floor I'm going on. And so now we're like going up and she's going, what are you doing today? Where are you going? And I just cannot speak. I cannot say anything. And then she goes, good story. Good to talk to you. And she goes off on her floor.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. You go first.
So embarrassing.
I went first last time.
All so right. I'm going, no, didn't happen.
I'm going, yes, it did happen.
It did not happen.
Fucking God damn it.
You guys will learn. Or Mandy, you'll learn. The audience knows that I do not lose.
You've lost many a times.
I don't
fucker.
Lose. I don't lose.
There's some curveballs.
How many?
In
wait,
there.
Just so we know, how many do you have?
7.
All right, so we've done 2. Good luck.
All right, the next one. Just continuing on my huge fame with acting. There was this movie called Baby Boom. It was like in the early 90s. Have you guys ever heard of it?
Baby boom.
Yeah, no. It's one of those.
What is it? That's just a baby boom is just when everybody fucks and gets pregnant.
Yeah. It like is. The baby boomers. What is that age?
You know, it's like our parents.
Like our parents. Yeah.
They came back from
babies or whatever.
They came back from war, told the wives to grab their ankles and slap thighs.
And they got it going, yeah. You know, get those good sensible babies cooking.
Right.
So anyway, so my parents, ever since I was a kid, like cranking me out in the entertainment industry. Just, hey, have to put
they
us in whatever
you
we
out.
Can. Dude, they want to make money too.
Yeah,
like you can make money.
Yeah.
Don't you have kids to make money off your kids?
Right.
Yeah, your investments.
Makes sense, right? Yeah. So my parents were just kind of taking me as a baby. It's really super easy to get your baby into movies. And then once you do that, you like sign a contract. And anytime that movie's like on TV or even like mentioned, your kid gets money. Like
hold
you can
on,
set
I'm
up a fund.
Notes here.
Yeah, yeah. Take some. So anyway, so my parents are like, "Oh, cool! This is a great idea, just to have like a college fund even set up for our kid. Whatever.
No doubt.
You
yeah.
pop our baby in a movie. Blah blah blah." So remember, Diane Keaton was like huge.
Yes.
In the 90s, is she huge anymore?
Diane Keaton.
She's a yeah. name. Yeah,
yeah.
She had
I mean,
a phenomenal career.
I'd
everyone
fuck
knows.
Her.
Right. Right.
No.
Right. So
continue. You wouldn't.
We'll let her continue.
Gross. So she was in that Baby Boomers movie that I'm referring to.
Yeah.
So they needed just to like hold a baby. It's like in the beginning scene or whatever, really quick, easy. I was in that beginning scene. So ever since then, I've been getting this little tiny paycheck. Like I can't even touch. Like my parents kind of set up, you know, like a CD. You can't touch it for whatever.
Oh,
but this is like
you're
kind
17.
Of a trust.
You can't touch it.
No, what? I am only 17. But no, I still can't touch this because it's like you assign a contract. Like every year or whatever. So before I could even touch it, my
okay.
parents continued
so
that on.
Before Macaulay Culkin, there was Mandy B.
That's right.
Mandy B, 1, 2, 3. So anyway, is that a true story that I starred in that
you
movie with Diane
time.
Keaton? And now I have a little secret jacket.
Oh, no, me first this time, right?
Me first.
I will say this did really happen.
You know, I don't know you that well. But you saying it did. I'm saying it didn't.
It absolutely did not happen.
What the?
I could tell. I could
How
tell.
How could you tell?
Good story, though.
Thanks.
So now I know what you two fucks were collaborating on in the fucking beginning of this episode when I walked into the studio.
She didn't
share Sharing
shit.
Answers.
No,
shit.
I would never do that. I would never do that. All right, next story. Super dramatic. Get ready for this story. One of my best friends when I was like 21, 22, she had like a... what is it? That's not a midlife crisis, a quarter life crisis or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Freaked out, hate her life. She went ahead and zoomed off on a train to Tennessee. I'm like crying my eyes out. This is like my neighbor growing
up. In high school, you said?
No, we're like 21, 22 okay. or whatever, you know. So we grew up next to each other. We were best friends. Like I needed her
she
to
hot?
Survive. Yeah, I'd say so.
She's
smoking
hot,
actually.
You got her number?
Yeah, she would love to be on the podcast.
All right.
She would love that I'm telling the
Sold.
Story actually
Sold.
About her
Sold.
Right now. So, are you ready?
Yeah, sorry. You can tell me to shut up.
Shut up. So, she goes off to Tennessee, and we decide we have to go save her. me and my friends who have a lot of money and maybe some armed weapons on them. Okay, so we go to get my friend. So we're on our way. We're driving there. We got there. And we find her, like, in this tiny little town, like, right outside of Memphis. And it's the most scary little town. And she's, like, this tiny little girl. And these guys I'm with, like I said, had weapons and such. They decide to go, like, off to a strip club. And it's my duty to go save her.
You found her where?
In this little town. She's, like, walking
around.
And
she was just crab crawling downtown.
She's just walking.
Bear crawls
yeah.
for the high school football
team. It's a very
small.
She's just walking down the street in this town. And so I go and I grab her. And this kid comes up to me with a gun and points it to my head and says, if you take her, I'm going to shoot. And I just decided to see what would happen. And I grab her and take her. And there was no bullets in that gun.
And you got her out.
Yeah.
So. And brought her back to where you were at.
Yeah. And then we brought her back to good old Antioch,
yep.
Illinois.
That.
Raw dog, you first.
So I'm literally just going based on math and trying to out-math Mandy. She did one yes, two in a row no's. This is a yes. It happened.
I'm going to say this did not happen.
Taylor, you suck at this game.
This absolutely happened.
This absolutely happened.
It's easy to fucking win when you know the answers.
Hey, he doesn't know the answers.
Hey, right now, Mandy. What? How many have we done? Four?
Four.
Yeah.
If I get every single one right, what's Taylor's punishment? If I get every single one right.
Oh, we didn't think of that yet.
Yeah, we have to do it. We'll talk, but there's a punishment involved.
There has to be.
Yeah. All right, we'll wager on it afterwards.
Oof, dangerous.
We usually like to do punishments, you'll come to learn.
It's a sensible thing to get punished,
it
right?
It is.
I think
the
Japs call it bots.
Oh my!
I think his punishment is if he loses, we have to cut coffee can size holes out of his t-shirt and he has to drive home with a nippleless t-shirt. That's what we're going to do.
All right.
Or go to lunch with a nippleless t-shirt.
Go to lunch. That's so bad.
All right. I will go to lunch with a nippleless t-shirt down the road. And
maybe he has good nipples.
We will film it. I got nice nips.
You got hairy nips like me? I'm like an orangutan.
I mean, I do, but I give him a nice trim once in a while.
He's got to go get a burger with his nips out.
Delicious.
Fair enough.
Okay, ready for another one?
Ready.
So that was a yes.
I love that. I'm a huge Prince fan. Do you guys like Prince?
Yeah, sing a song. Yeah. Sing a song.
No.
When Doves Cry, baby. Yeah, no singing here. But I love that Doves Cry song. I don't know why my mom like loved it growing up.
Prince is good.
Good times.
An artist.
So, this was 2 years ago. I'm drunk, having a good time in Antioch. And you know like how that little Antioch shop, that tattoo shop, now it's like revamped?
Yeah, or whatever. Right downtown by the
or
lodge.
It was. Yeah. So, it like went out of business and then they revamped the shop, whatever. So, everyone knows that I love this Doves Cry song. And I'm like aching to get a tattoo. I haven't gotten one since I was 18. It's time. So, on my back, I have this little tiny dove.
Tramp stamp.
To the side.
Is it flying into your ass?
From the side. So it's not a tramp stamp.
Yeah, but is it going down? I guess you could fly from the side.
Well, the artist wasn't that good, so it is kind of.
It's not symmetrical.
It's not the best.
Okay.
But this dove is literally crying tears. And that's my Doves Cry tattoo.
Is this something after we answer this that you can prove we can see it?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And that's how she should tell us if it really happened or not.
Oh, of course.
No speech. Yes. I'll just show. Me first?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this did happen.
Yeah, 100%.
No!
Oh, fuck. Thank God I don't have to.
No!
At least you didn't win
bullshit.
It.
I do have a semi-tramp stamp, though.
Semi-tramp stamp? Let's see it.
Mandy B, ladies and gentlemen.
What's a semi-tramp stamp? Yeah, is that to the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It says Matt Lauer.
Yeah, what does it say? It says Matt was here. Matt was here.
It says I'm sensible.
Say? No, what did it really say?
It says worthy of love. It's what my name means. Boring.
I did look like Matt Lauer, though.
Yeah.
It was very poor taste.
All right, well, it's still 4-1, if anybody was wondering, how many questions left?
Two.
Okay, so he lost.
Yeah, but we like to do
a
little
lost
double up.
Anyway.
So, okay, his punishment was the nipples if I got them all right. That's out
the window.
But we got to think of a punishment for his loss.
Yeah, but you're going to give me a nice offer like you like to do sometimes.
All right, let's do the next question, then we'll reconvene.
Okay, last question.
Oh, this is... No, you have two more, I thought.
I know, but I thought we were cutting it short.
No, we don't cut things short.
Let's go. Woo!
That's not sensitive. Sensible. That's not sensible.
Okay. We shook her up after the Matt Lauer was here.
Yeah. I forgot what my own tattoo is about. All right, so I'm a huge barbecue fan. I love BBQ. Well, I like food love in it. General. I'm starving right now, actually. So I entered this barbecue competition, you know, like they have hot dog eating or whatever food of competitions. Course. So this was like a rib fest thing, you know, like they have them in Libertyville, I think. Yeah, right.
We know what a rib fest is.
Yeah, what's the fuck?
I don't know. I'm just checking to make sure.
Dahmer's rib fest.
It gets down to me and this kid is like a small, tiny kid. And so in my head, I could beat this kid. Easy peasy or whatever. So we're getting down to like the nitty gritty. Like I'm chewing these freaking rib bones, these riblets. Applebee's style fall off or whatever. The bone. Then I start choking, and that kid has to get up and actually help me not choke on the rib that I'm trying to beat him with.
Did he go mouth to mouth?
No, the Heimlich, you weirdo.
Well, I would have started with mouth to mouth.
No, I'm choking on a rib. Well,
I wouldn't have cared.
I might have died. He was being sensible to save my life.
All right, that happened. I'm saying it. It happened.
I'm saying that did not happen because I need some catch up.
Yeah, that did not happen.
Yeah!
That did not happen.
Woo. All right, on the board again.
4-2.
All right, give me a nice little chance here, a rebuttal.
What do you think? I mean, he lost. I'm not going to give him a chance to win.
I know, I can't think of the punishment.
The punishment for the loss, I don't know. I think we need to think about this.
I know, we need to
I've got a rebuttal for you.
What?
Give me 2 points if I win this one. And then I'm going to give you a did it really happen. And if you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong,
I like it.
So, but I'm risking the win.
Yeah, you're
What's
risking
in it for me?
No.
What are you going to give me? The popcorn trick?
Let me call it the popcorn trick.
All right. Just because I'm a fucking nice guy and I know that I'll fucking win either way, I'll give it to you.
There you go.
All right. So we were talking about Labor Day earlier. So I'm going to end with my last job that I worked at, the Lobster again. So, like I said, I worked there for 13 years. I'm at the end of my rope after these 13 years. When people order a lobster, you have to be all fancy and take the lobster out of the tank and bring it to them and show them the lobster.
Okay.
They look at it. They tell you if they like it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. This guy loves when the lobsters are pregnant. He knows that the lobster is pregnant. He's a weirdo. So we bring it back and they kill it like in front of us even.
Yeah.
It's a disgusting process. So he picks out this lobster. He knows it's pregnant. They bring it back and I bring the lobster like when it's ready.
Wait, does a lobster have a vaginal birth?
I don't know, man.
I don't
I'm
know.
Just, I'm kind
when
of still
pregnant.
I'm still mesmerized by the
like.
Does
the lobster
so
just put its legs up like a human and just pops another lobster out?
Well, listen to the rest of my story.
I'm sorry.
Maybe you guys will understand why. So I bring a pig out to him. And when you bring a pig out, it doesn't look like the whole lobster, but it has like the head,
right.
The arms or whatever. And so you cut into the middle and the like eggs come out and that's what he likes. And he lathers ketchup.
All I'm going to throw up.
Over the eggs.
This guy, first of all,
and I washed my hands and I walked away and I,
serial
that's when
killer.
I quit my job that night.
Oh. This guy beats off to Home and Garden.
And this is
guaranteed.
Mark
he chose
the face
the...
That's
is it,
the end?
Is it real?
That's
yeah,
it.
That's
so
the end.
So he ate, basically he ate lobster eggs with ketchup.
Yep.
I'm going to say it happened. As absurd.
But what if
as...
I say that too?
You
then
can't.
You're fucked.
You can't.
Yes.
You can't.
It happened.
Yes, it happened. Absolutely.
Oh
yeah, he loves it. He only picks out the pregnant ones and he slathers ketchup on the eggs.
Wow.
So what's
but
your
I think
punishment?
We said I think we said if I got it right, you'd give me 2 points and we'd still
no
go for the win.
So this is his punishment. For the next week, when he takes a shit, he can't wipe. He's got to go in the shower. Like from season one. That's what he has to do. Even at
we
work.
We can't prove it, though.
Even at work.
We can't prove it.
He
happened.
Can go live. He'll be, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Tay Tonka will be live on our social media channels.
And who's that guy from your work who'll
spring,
go, oh, God.
Spring
oh, dear
off
God.
In the shower.
All of our listeners.
It was nice doing this podcast with
well,
you guys.
We got to know Mandy B there.
Yeah, that was
golf
pretty
clap
good.
For Mandy
that was
B,
pretty
ladies
good.
And gentlemen.
Golf clap. Nice work. Good and work. Like usual.
God. All right.
Raw
so
dog wins.
I think we cleaned this slate after season one because I think you beat me in more games than
I beat
look
at
him.
He's trying to just put this shit together.
Now I'm down 1-0 in the games.
It will continue.
And now, a tribute to the relatively unknown yet unforgotten marvels of the world.
This is the Hall of Fame of Freaks!
From one of the most noble families in England comes the incredibly bizarre tale of a two-faced man.
The heir to said family was known to be a charming man with profound grace.
The tale of his life has become so muddled through the passage of time that no solid date of birth or death is evident to modern researchers.
A scholar and musician who was said to be handsome when viewed from the front, yet frightening and horrific from the back.
On the back of his head existed one of the rarest of all deformities, another face that was considered to possess its own intelligence and was quite malignant in its intentions.
It has been said that the eyes would follow spectators and its lips would gibber relentlessly.
According to legend, it would smile and sneer as he wept over his condition.
It does not require a great leap of faith to conclude that the tale of the two-faced man is based on nuggets of fact mixed with urban legend.
This freak story is a nightmarish tale in which our human minds often classify as impossible in order to help us sleep well at night.
Today's Hall of Fame nominee is none other than
Edward Mordrake.
Alrighty, so before we dive into this debate, let's tell the audience, just as a reminder, we've done this a couple times. We had one nominee inducted earlier in season
Prince
one,
Randian.
Prince Randian. He is officially the first ever member of the Hall of Fame of Freaks. And then we had Ken Superhands Trykin.
Yeah.
As a nominee, did not get voted.
Good
in.
Freak.
So, good freak.
Just like
good
in
freak.
Sports, there's
just,
good
just
athletes.
Not the best freak.
Just not a Hall
just
of Famer.
Not undisputed. So the way this works, Sensible Nation, is that both Ryan and I have a vote, and we need to unanimously vote this freak in to give him his eligibility.
Yep.
All right, so talking about the man with two faces, Edward Mordrake.
Dude, he's got two faces. Like, how? First of all, I'm creeped out. Just thinking about, I mean, think about having a face on the back of your head.
He's always watching you.
Dude, and I just feel like it's like a, almost like, you know how people have like that, is that bear, or that like palsy syndrome where it's like half their face sags?
Oh yeah, it's like a, yeah.
Bear palsy, or I cannot
Bell's
pronounce.
Palsy.
Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
But like, that's how I picture
Jim
this
Ross,
whole.
Jim Ross, good old J.R.
Yeah. This whole face on the back of him, I just feel like.
It's not a good looking
so
face.
It's so weird.
And no,
it cannot
I mean,
be a good
no,
looking
and it
face.
Was malignant and it's had its own personality, as legend tells it. I think the whole basis of this debate, though, is how true are these findings.
I think it's true, don't you? I mean,
I
where there's smoke,
it.
There's fire, right?
I believe
Mandy,
it.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, I do. How do you make this up?
I don't know. I mean, how would, dude, what if Mordrake was fucking some chick? What's the what's his face saying? What's the other face saying?
Hey.
Well, I think
hey.
Have you guys seen American Horror Story Freak Show? I think it was like season 4.
I mean,
possibly.
I know about it, but I haven't seen it.
So Mordrake is actually in it, a portrayal of him.
Really?
And he's got the face on his back, and it's the actor's name escapes me that plays him, but it's great. He comes in, he's kind of like a ghost figure because he's got this mystery about him.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. And the face is basically the evil side of it. Mordrake's a little more subtle.
That's what they said. Mordrake claims that he's evil.
Yeah. Well, the story has always concluded with a young Edward committing suicide at the age of 23, which is young, obviously. The method of his death also differs, it says. Some people say that he poisoned himself. Some people say another version of the story has a bullet going between the eyes of the devil twin, which put him out of his misery. But I guess this is unanimously a fact that people are all aligned on. And that's the fact that he apparently left behind a letter requesting that the demon face be destroyed before the burial.
Dude.
How fucked up is that?
It's the line that gets me in our when we read that intro. It fucking creeps me out. It has been said that the eyes would follow spectators and its lips would gibber relentlessly.
How scary.
How like so a chick would walk by and be like, "Hey, those are nice swoop tits."
Yeah.
You know,
no,
like
yeah.
Just imagine Mandy on the show right now. She's perfectly sweet little Mandy B. And then on the backside, hey, it's Mandy B.
You know what? Speaking of that, I'd rather have that face of Mordrake as our third co-host than Mandy
B. Stop it. Stop
I want
it.
That oh. bad.
All right. So what do we think?
So as you mentioned, there is no physical proof that Edward Mordrake had this.
He was so long ago. So as we said.
So I told you I believe it, and if it's true and real, he's a Hall of Famer in my book. I get the vote. I'm giving a vote. Put him in the Hall of Fame. That's fucked up.
He's so unique and so mysterious and such a nightmare story. What a tale. I think.
Absolutely.
I think you got to put him in.
Absolutely.
First ballot Hall of Fame.
First ballot.
Edward Mordrake, the two-faced man. Are we in agreement?
We're in agreement. What? Hey, I know you don't get a vote because women still don't get votes in this country, do they?
Not
it's only 2018.
All right, but if you,
I'm surprised I could be on this podcast.
Tell us what would your vote be if you had one.
He's in there. He's a freak.
All right. Right.
That was the most sensible thing you've said since you've been here
today.
Oh God.
Edward Mordrake, the two-faced man. Welcome to the Hall of Fame of Freaks.
He gets a green jacket.
Guys, it's been a really fun episode. Season 2 is underway. Mandy B, we let you shine a little bit today. We learned a little bit about your past. We learned some true stories about you and that you have a creative sense of humor, making up some fake stories that I seem to have bought. So
you're gullible.
I beat his ass.
What do you think, now that you've heard some true stories about her, how do you feel about her sensibility? Are we going to bring her up from ground level zero to
it's
one?
It's going to take her a while for me to say that she's a sensible person.
She's definitely not sensible. Yeah. But does she get a little bump up, maybe?
No.
No. Okay.
Not in my eyes.
Not
I
even
think
a
you
bump.
Got some work to do.
She might be like I don't know, like the grass above the dirt right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We'll get there.
Mandy B, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for episode 2. All right, where can you follow us, guys? You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @sensible_people, on Twitter at @sensible_people, on Instagram. We, as Ryan mentioned in the beginning of the episode, please review us, iTunes, Podchaser, Stitcher, wherever you listen. We've got merchandise.
We do have merchandise. So, guys, go on sensiblepeoplepodcast.com, click on the shop tab. You guys will see we have t-shirts, we have sweatshirts, coffee mugs, phone cases, beach towels. I don't even know what else the fuck we have, but we have a lot. So go buy something. Support your podcast.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have episode 3 coming up. Mandy B, Raw Dog Ryan, Tay Wagner, out.
See you, sensible fuckers. Gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I play my old shit. It went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches. Slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops.